Thank you and good morning. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police unit served a search warrant on a vehicle driven by 37-year-old Rodrigo Rios following a traffic stop on Highland Avenue in Eureka on Wednesday. Detectives had obtained the search warrant prior to the stop, and the search turned up 17 grams of heroin with a street value of around $150 per gram. Rios was also driving without a license, and he was arrested and booked into county jail. It was not the first time Eureka police have arrested Rios, a convicted felon, who was deported following an arrest in 2007, in which he was found with heroin for sale and driving unlicensed. Rios served a prison term and was then deported. On Tuesday morning, Fortuna police responded to a traffic collision in the 1700 block of Ronald Avenue in Fortuna and found a pickup truck had been driven off the roadway, where it crashed into a fence on private property and then hit a parked and unoccupied vehicle. The driver, 42-year-old Matthew Drews, was driving on a suspended license, and during the investigation, officers found more than an ounce of methamphetamine along with hydrocodone in his possession, and he was arrested and booked into county jail. That led to the serving of a search warrant at a residence in the 3800 block of Ronaville Road, where more meth was found along with drug paraphernalia. Officers contacted two people at the scene, 33-year-old Eric Wiley, who was arrested and booked on a drug possession charge, and 33-year-old Deanna McDonald, who was cited and released with a notice to appear. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department continue to investigate a shooting incident that occurred at the Econo Lodge on 4th and R Streets in Eureka. Two white male adults in their 20s allegedly shot a 44-year-old man during a robbery attempt. The suspect escaped the scene through a window next door to the victim's room, carrying what is believed to be stolen property. According to reports, the suspects were then picked up on 5th Street by a driver in a red Mustang. It's suspected that the shooting was related to drug sales activity, and detectives have recovered palm and fingerprints from the windowsill the suspects used to flee the motel. The victim was transported to the hospital with life-threatening injuries, but he survived and remains in the hospital. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Eureka Police. And officials with Six Rivers National Forest announced today that the forest travel restrictions that had been in place in the area around the Corral Fire, which burned to the east of Hoopa Valley, have been lifted. Roads and trails that had been closed have been reopened, although travelers should be aware of fire crews and equipment as they continue to monitor the fire, which stands at 95% containment and which has scorched more than 12,000 acres. A burned area response team comprised of hydrology, botany, soils, and geology specialists is also in the area studying the effects the fire had on the environment, particularly on the soil. Erosion mitigation may be needed if a threat to property or lives is determined. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
The Decade of Difference and Rising Stars Foundation, recognizing excellence in Humboldt County students, bring you salsa. This is Portia from the Arcata Plaza Farmers Market, inviting you to the 4th Annual Kids Salsa Recipe Competition on the Arcata Plaza, Saturday, October 12th at noon, with free public tasting. Kids in the North Coast Youth Culinary All-Stars after-school programs team up with some of the finest chefs in the area to create mouth-watering salsas using local fruits and vegetables. The Decade of Difference and Rising Stars Foundation will see you for Salsa in Arcata on October 12th.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Jared Huffman released another video in response to the numerous letters and emails he has received on a wide range of topics. Huffman's latest response is to questions regarding the current gridlock in Congress regarding the debt limit and the future of the Affordable Care Act, a bill that Republicans have voted to repeal 42 times without any chance of that occurring. Huffman points to past contentious battles in the California state legislature and compares them to the current mood in Washington.
But I will tell you, in my years in Sacramento, none of it holds a candle to the legislative chaos that we are experiencing right now in the House of Representatives. Because even in the depths of the dysfunction in Sacramento, at least our leaders were trying to find bipartisan compromises and solutions.
Huffman went on to state that critical work is not getting done and lays the blame on Republican leaders.
Unfortunately, the leadership in the House of Representatives right now is simply refusing to negotiate with Democrats. Instead, they're doubling down on these irresponsible bills and this political theater, things that have no chance of becoming law.
You can view Congressman Huffman's Ask Jared videos at his website. And that's the news on this Friday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.